In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Truma, there's a lot of discussion about the building of the Mishkan. So when we think about it, we might say, what does this have to do with me? And if we're learning the Tzenarena, which is a sefer from the 1600s, talking about building the Mishkan, we might think that it's probably not very relevant to our lives. That's really not the case here. The Tzenarena begins the Parsha with discussion of what is the Jewish approach to money? How do we approach making a living, supporting our family, investing? In our culture of materialism, it really felt when I was learning the Parsha that the Tzenarena was talking directly to me. The Parsha begins, V'yikhu li truma, and take a donation, they should take a donation for me. These three words that begin the Parsha are the key to so many of the correct attitudes that we need to have about money, whether it be about our priorities or how we give tzedakah. The Tzenarena uses these three words as a springboard to talk about what is a healthy and spiritual approach to money, rather than allowing us to get caught up in a life where the pursuit of money and becoming a workaholic is our focus. The Tzenarena begins with a quote from Rabbeinu Bechaye, as he often does, who quotes Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei. It says in Mishlei, in quoting Hashem, "Kichu musari ve'al kasef," take my lessons, but not my money. What is this saying? If Hashem is offering money, why shouldn't we take it? This pasuk is saying that a person can have one set of goals. Both are goals that are options that Hashem offers us, but we can only choose to focus on one. We can either choose to focus on working on ourselves or by focusing on mussar and becoming a better person, or we can focus on just plain working, focusing on life of materialism and money. A person can't focus on both at the same time. They can't coexist. Since it's a choice, the pasuk is saying it is more worthwhile to prioritize learning Hashem's mussar, the self-improvement tools found in the Torah, rather than prioritize making money. Learning Torah has many more benefits. With Torah and Mussar, a person gains in this world, their happy, living life, and they also gain in the world to come. In contrast, without Torah and Mussar as the guiding principles in life, the pursuit of money can only cause harm and worry. It's not a life in this world. We don't enjoy our lives, nor does it leave us with anything for the world to come. Shlomo HaMelech adds this idea that a person needs to take this Mussar with joy and not laziness. Because even if a person does a mitzvah but has no positive thoughts and joy associated with doing the mitzvah has no value. So it's not enough to prioritize learning Torah and Mussar because we need to. It needs to be done with positivity and enthusiasm. Not like saying that we're sacrificing something so much better, but we're going to do the Torah anyways. In a similar vein, the Tzenarena extends this idea to another area of life, one that involves money, and that is giving tzedakah. When giving tzedakah, a person also needs to have a positive attitude. The Tzenarena tells us that there are people who only give tzedakah if they're forced. And then they'll give. If all their friends are giving publicly, if there's a charity campaign, they'll give so their name goes up there when their friends know that they've contributed. And this way, when they have a charity campaign, they can reach out to them as well. But if there's not some purpose, they're not going to give. They'll only give because they get something out of it. This tzedakah is not called l'shem shamayim, for Hashem's sake. And so this tzedakah, according to Tzenarena, he says this tzedakah has no value. This is the first explanation for how we should approach money matters that we learn from the first three words of the Torah, Vayikhu li truma. If we're going to give a donation, give the donation only for me, li, for Hashem's sake, and not because of necessity, and not to become famous or popular or to maintain our status. So it says, Vayikhu li, take it from me. Only for my name, for heaven's sake, because I commanded you to give. How do we demonstrate that we're doing something for Hashem versus doing something for external ulterior motives? The answer the Tzenarena gives is to try to give tzedakah in a way that no one knows that we're giving, that only Hashem knows that we're giving and that we know. That should be our goal. So if it's not going to encourage other people to give, we can check we want to give something anonymously. There's another reason why it says vayichu, and they will take rather than and they will give. We give tzedakah to others. So taking tzedakah has a whole nother meaning. It means that we're on the receiving end. So how are we taking truma if we're giving it here in this pasuk? This teaches us another goal with being involved with tzedakah. We should try to be the person who encourages other people to give and goes around and takes tzedakah from them to distribute tzedakah to the poor so that people don't know who is the recipient of the tzedakah. Chazal say that it is a greater mitzvah to cause others to give charity than to personally give. Gadol ha-maisa yoser min ha-oseh. Greater is he who makes others act rather than one who acts himself. This is such an important lesson. Lots of people feel embarrassed when approaching others to fundraise for worthwhile tzedakahs that we know we want to help support. We need to change our perspective. We are giving others the opportunities to get something with true dividends both in this world and the next world. If we had an investment that had a 100% guaranteed chance of success, we would encourage our friends and family to invest. If it had a 95% chance of success, we would tell our friends about it. We might not push them as much, but we would tell them. Tzedakah has a 100% chance of benefiting us in this world and the next. How can we be shy about encouraging other people to give tzedakah? The yikuli truma. We need to be the ones who go around and take tzedakah from other people. The Tzenarena goes on to say another explanation of a yikuli and a benefit of giving tzedakah. Hashem is saying in these three words, when you give tzedakah, you take me to yourself through the tzedakah. How so? The reason is simple. When a person gives tzedakah, the poor person is there standing next to him. And when the poor are with you, in this moment, Hashem is also standing there, as it says in Tehillim, Ki ya'amod la'yamin evyon, that Hashem stands to the right of the poor. Hashem is right there. By connecting ourselves to the poor through giving tzedakah, we are essentially connecting ourselves to Hashem in a way that otherwise would not be possible. For this reason, in Parshas Truma, the discussion of tzedakah is next to the topic of Matan Torah. Hashem gave the Torah at Har Sinai, and the Hashem Shekhinah came down on Har Sinai. So just like the Shekhinah of Hashem is found with those at Har Sinai, it is also found with those who give tzedakah. In addition, the Baal Turim says, just like Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Matan Torah is right next to the building of the Mishkan, to teach that the Shekhinah that exists in the Mishkan is also found by those who learn Torah that we received at Har Sinai. Similarly, and quite powerfully, the Toldos Yitzchak writes that the words of Ayikhu Li, they will take from me, means that Hashem says that through tzedakah, you connect me to you on a fundamental level. It's an act of kiddushin. Just like a groom sanctifies the bride and says, Hare at mikudeshes li, you are sanctified to me. This is the same meaning of Ayikhu Li Truma, that we are taking Hashem to us, that when we give tzedakah, it is like we are marrying Hashem. This is why the pasuk doesn't say give me, but take me, because the word kach implies marriage. So when we give tzedakah, we take Hashem to us by the mitzvah of tzedakah, because he who gives charity receives a word from Hashem much more than he can ever give. This pasuk ends, tikhu es trumasi, take my truma. So if a person is donating, going into his closet and looking through what does he have to give to the Mishkan, why is Hashem saying, oh, take that truma, that's mine? How is it Hashem's truma? I'm the one donating. What Hashem is saying is that anyone who gives tzedakah, and this applies to donations to the Mishkan, but applies for all eternity. When a person gives tzedakah, what they're actually giving is Hashem's money. It's not our money, because Hashem gave it to us in order to distribute it to others. We are actually giving Hashem's own contribution, and we are acting as the gabbai, the messenger, for what Hashem, who Hashem has appointed to distribute the charity. So we're giving the money that Hashem has put aside in our bank account, but really it's all Hashem's. This lesson can be applied in many different areas. We all have gifts. We all have resources that Hashem has given us in life. And we need to focus and think that these resources are not actually ours. The yichu tekhu es trumasi. You should take my truma, take my donation. Hashem has given us gifts, not so that we can benefit ourselves, but that so we can share them with others. Everything we have is from Hashem. And if we're lucky enough, we can be the conduit of good. We can be the one through whom Hashem has decided to bring good to this world. And that's a privilege that we can't ignore. The pasuk continues, Asher yidvenu libo, that which his heart wants to donate. Every man has to give charity, or a woman, as much as his heart wants to donate. The Tzenarena quotes the Toldos Yitzchak, who writes, why is tzedakah associated with the heart, and not another body part? Why not with the hands, or the head? The reason is how the heart functions the body. The heart gives life to all organs. It pumps blood to every single part of the body. But the heart itself doesn't take anything from other organs. Within a person's body, there are some limbs that help other limbs, but they take from other limbs, but they don't help every other limb in the body. The heart gives to every part of the body and it doesn't take back. And although we might have a modern understanding of oxygen, etc., this idea is an idea that the Tzenerena shares from the Toldos Yitzchak. And it's meant to have us realize that when we just look at how the body is operating, that's what we see, that the heart is constantly pumping to everything else and it gets back the blood in order to pump it out more. This is how it should be with our tzedakah. We should give, but not be looking to be on the taking, on the receiving end. And when someone gives tzedakah and gives with his heart, he will merit to give and always be the giver and not the receiver. The pasuk says, in addition, asher yedvenu libo, that his heart inspires him, and not that asher yedvenu lev, that the heart inspires him. Why does it say his heart is what should inspire him? Why isn't it more general that a heart inspires him? So what can happen is that a person can see all of his friends giving tzedakah, and he realizes, you know, I really also should make a pledge. Everybody's giving on Simchas Torah. It's a time when everybody's donating and pledging. I need to do it. But his heart really is into it. He doesn't want to give, but he gives because if he doesn't, he'll be embarrassed. He'll be ashamed. People might look down on him. So then the person gives, but not from his heart. So here the Torah says a person should give tzedakah not because of shame or because of embarrassment. Rather, his heart should want to give. And this makes it the right kind of tzedakah where a person gives from his heart and not because of any other reasons, just like we said before. The Medrash Tanchuma writes an additional reason why it says, V'yikuli truma, that they should take from me a donation. Hashem says you need to take truma because I gave you the gift of the Torah, which is called a lekach tov, a good teaching. So it's fitting that you should give something because I gave you something. Both vayikhu and lakach come from the same word, lamed kuf ches, the same shoresh, so the medrash is connecting the two ideas. Here, the Tzenerena goes on to describe the value of this gift of Torah that we have been given through a mashal, a parable. There were once two merchants. One was a merchant who sold pepper, and people really appreciated his pepper corns. And the other sold ginger. And one day, the owner of the pepper says, you know, I really want to have some ginger on my meal. And so he gives the owner of the ginger his pepper. And the owner of the ginger says, you know, I'm really looking forward to having some pepper. I'm sick of tasting ginger. So he exchanged his ginger for the pepper. After they exchanged their merchandise, the owner of the ginger no longer had any more ginger. And the owner of the pepper had no more pepper. So they each then still had a meal that was less tasty than it would have been. That's not the way it is with Torah. With Torah, if you share what you have, you're never diminished. You never run out. Let's say there are two Talmidei Chachamim, two very wise individuals, two wise people. One knows one perek and the other knows a different perek. If each one teaches his friend his perek that he knows well, then they're going to end up at the end of the day with two prakim that they know. With material goods, if you exchange something, everyone stays with his friend's goods and his goods no longer owns his own goods. But with Torah, everyone ends up with double. Everyone knows twice as much as they knew before. Why is the Torah called a lekach tov? The name hints that it's something that is impossible to lose. It's a good thing to have. Unlike any other commodity in the world, we can never lose Torah. The Tzenerena brings a story from the Medrash. There was once a wise Talmud Chacham who traveled on a ship with traders. And they asked this young scholar, where's your merchandise? He told them, my merchandise is much better than anything you have. So the merchants start searching the whole ship. They make a whole big show and they couldn't find his merchandise. So they laughed and they mocked this poor young scholar and they tormented him throughout the trip. During the journey, pirates boarded the ship and all the goods from all those merchants on the ship were robbed and plundered. At the next port, everyone had to disembark because they had no more money to pay for the passage on the ship. They were so poor that they didn't even have any bread to eat. Our Talmud Chacham got off the boat and he went to the nearest Beis Medrash and started talking and learning to the people who were sitting there. The people there recognized this man must be a Talmud Chacham, so they gave him a lot of kavod. And everywhere that he went in this town, they treated him with honor because everyone recognized that he was a great Talmud Chacham. The merchants also came into the Beis Medrash and they were very surprised to see how respected Talmud Chacham, who had traveled with them on the ship, the one they had mocked mercilessly, was being treated. The merchants asked the Talmud Chacham that they said, please put in a good word with us, with the local businessmen, so that at least maybe they'll loan us some money, they'll give us a little bit of capital, so we can get something to eat until we can start earning something. The Talmud Chacham says to them, I told you that my goods were the best and better than all your goods, because what you had can always be easily lost or spoiled or stolen, no matter how hard you work. But my trade, the Torah, remains with me forever. The lesson that the Tzenarena is bringing is that we need to keep our priorities in check. Even if we plan to get wealthy and give a lot of tzedakah, that tzedakah must still stay connected to learning Torah. We can't give money and have somebody else learn the Torah. We ourselves must continually be involved in improving ourselves through the words of Torah. The next few psukim outline the donations to the Mishkan. The pasuk says, Shemen la ma'or, v'samim la shemen ha-mishcha v'l'ktoros ha-samim, oil for lighting, spices for the anointing oil, and for the aromatic incense. The Tzenarena comments that the phrase Shemen la ma'or is actually a reference to Mashiach, as the Mashiach lights up the world like a good oil, and he quotes a pasuk from Tehillim connecting light and redemption. Why is Mashiach being hinted to in this parsha right after we talked about tzedakah and learning Torah? This is teaching us that if the Klal Yisrael gives tzedakah when they are in galus, they will soon be redeemed from the bitter exile. And so Rashi writes in Parshas Ki Tzetze that you can't cheat with weights and measures, because by doing so, it leads to Amalek, who attacks the Jewish people. And he killed many Jewish people, to teach us that if we don't have accurate weights and measures, this causes the enemies of Israel to come and kill lots of Klal Yisrael and take their money. So we need to be very honest in order to prevent ourselves from having more galus, and in order to be redeemed, we need to be able to give tzedakah. The Medrash teaches that when the Beis HaMikdash existed, we were saved from galus in its merit. But after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, giving donations to tzedakah is what saves us now. In this week's parsha, we are being given a reality check. We are always able to lose focus and start to think about how can I earn more money and forget that our money is all coming from Hashem. No matter what a person is involved in, our priority must be to live a life of Torah and mitzvos and to give tzedakah. And how do we give tzedakah? We learned it should be self-motivated, ideally anonymous, for Hashem alone and not for honor. Lest we say that as long as I'm a big benefactor, I'm fine. That's not the case. No, we need to prioritize spiritual pursuits, learning Torah, doing mitzvos, learning musar as described in the Tzenarena, even though it's going to take our time away from earning a living. And there's not just a benefit in the next world. In this world, living life with a focus on helping others, giving tzedakah, and learning Torah and Musar will bring us Ge'ula, will bring us back to the Beis HaMikdash, so we will once again need the vessels that are described in this parsha, and everything that is described, that Bnei Yisrael collected, described in this parsha, we will once again use them. Have a good Shabbos.